Good morning to you, sir. Thank you for being here. You know, I've always wondered what it is like being a general secretary of a party, particularly one in opposition, when you came into the position and the party was in power. So how is it like?
Well, there is not much difference. The only difference is how your work differs a little. When you are in power, you are worried about issues in cabinet because you attend cabinet meetings, and there is a the leadership of the party is split into two because you have the leader as a president, and then he is also a leader of government, and then you have the rest of the party also at party headquarters. So there are issues about coordination. There are also issues about communication, because you have a government communication and then party communication. So how to coordinate their work and how to draw the line as to who should do what becomes challenging. Mm. Otherwise, when you are in opposition, everything is straightforward. Your leader, if he's your presidential candidate, he's not in government, so he's the leader of the party and so on. So communication becomes streamlined and then focused on the same issues. Yeah.
Is being in opposition as terrible as we're made to think sometimes that it is?
Well, if those in government do their work well, and you are in a political party in opposition, I cannot see what difference it makes in your life. But in Ghana, and I dare say in the third world, it's not always like that. You are hunted in opposition, and whatever sources of income you have, the people in government try as much as possible to squeeze those things to make you play ball with them. Okay, so that is the difference. So when you heard Atamios and President Mahama saying that, "Father for all, let us change into a new paradigm so that our politics is cleaned up, and then you remove things like victimization and so on and so on, will be removed from it." That is, and then you have another system where they say, "Oh no, it's just for, we are in power and let us do."
So are you being squeezed right now? Are they squeezing you so you can play ball?
Oh sure.
How are they doing it?
First of all, my son is out of work. He happens to be working with a private company at the harbor. Now that private company operates with a government license. And then you have the management of GPHA squeezing that private company that unless and until my son is sacked, the license will be withdrawn. So my son has to be sacked. So he's in the house as I speak to you.
Really?
Yes. And then also, I'm a block maker. Everybody knows that I'm a block maker. Because of the quality of my blocks, maybe people engaged in maybe government projects and so on would want to buy because of the recommendations of consultants and so on. So somebody on a government project comes to buy huge quantities of my pavement blocks. And then government gets to know that this contractor is owned as Asiedu Nketiah. So if he is paid, then Asiedu Nketiah's business will run. So the contractor, 3 years now, has not been paid. And because I trusted him, and so offered him that credit, all my capital on in the block factory here in Accra is locked up. And it is not as if the government institution does not have the money. The money is ready.
But simply because...
But somehow, they won't pay you. You go there today, you talk about one thing here, another thing here.
How much are we talking about here?
Well, let's keep that for now. But
so how is that impacting on your business?
So the business in Accra here is not functioning again. All the workers, they have sent them home. So it's not working. So these are some of the little
But they're doing that to you simply because you're General Mosquito. You are the General Secretary of the NDC. They're doing that to your son, for instance, because you're General Mosquito.
Yes, because the Gapo High instruction they gave to that businessman. When he said, why? I'm doing my private business, blah, blah, blah. Then they said, look, I see Dunkatia's son is too politically exposed. When he's here, engaged in clearing of goods and so on, he can import weapons to come over to government, so he must be kicked out.
So how long have has your son been home for now?
More than 3 years.
Not working?
Not working. Asiedu Nketiah Jr. It's called Asiedu Nketiah Jr. And there are several instances. My daughter was also working with another government institution involved in auditing. Because you see, the way I organize my life and I brought up my children, they are very, very strict when it comes to speaking the truth and remaining with the facts. So she happened to be working with a government institution that the internal audit department of a government institution. She was sent on assignment and giving instruction to find something to implicate an innocent person for political reasons. And she says she cannot do that. She will work, these are the her findings. If she will let somebody else go and redo the work. But she will not sign anything, but she will make her findings. Because she cannot go and implicate an innocent person. So she came back. And then they had to remove him from head office auditing to some district branch in Greater Accra. When he went there, the manager there says, there is no desk for you. So I said, well, but I will come to work every day anyway. She was at some point called that, why is it that everybody who is connected with NDC since the changeover has been leaving and you are still here? Are you not the daughter of Asiedu Nketiah? I said, yes, I'm the daughter of Asiedu Nketiah. But I applied for this work and I was recruited on merit. So anybody who wants to sack me, let the person sack me, but I'm not living here. So they may be
Was she sacked? Did she leave?
I'm saying that she was sent somewhere because she refused to implicate an innocent person. So she was sent from head office to some district office somewhere. When she went, the person she was going to work under said that there was no desk for her.
But she's still at this place.
So she has gotten a Chinese government scholarship, so she's doing her PhD now in China.
Do you regret getting yourself involved in this whole politics, seeing that your family directly is being affected?
Not at all. In fact, my family enjoys it. If they are being punished because of the work they want to do to help humanity, then they like it.
But you have a son. I can imagine it's a grown son who's been out of work for 3 years.
Yes.
Because of you, his dad.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Oh, well, we are serving government. Why? If you ask Jesus, how does it make him feel being crucified? Because the objects of the service is much bigger than these little things.